The threat of the coronavirus is hitting a growing swath of students, healthcare workers, and people of all ages in Massachusetts. Boston University, Boston College, and all five UMass campuses have joined the list of campuses that are sending students home to finish the semester online. Northeastern is also moving to online-only courses, although it's not asking students in dorms to leave. Today, state officials say there are just three new positive tests for coronavirus. The number of confirmed cases rose from 1 to 6. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us for our daily update on coronavirus cases and the response in Massachusetts. Martha, the Department of Public Health has just posted its daily update. It did so a short time ago with a total of 95 cases. That's a small increase from 92 yesterday. Yesterday, there was a huge increase from the day before. So what's going on?
Well, it is a little surprising, Lisa, to see that small increase, as you just mentioned, and we don't really know why. As you said, in the past 2 days, the number of presumed cases had nearly doubled. The state says it still worked to ramp up testing. The vast majority, though, Lisa, of those presumed or confirmed patients are recovering at home. Just to put things in a little bit of perspective, there are 445 Massachusetts residents who are being monitored or who are under quarantine in their homes. We have 8 patients who are hospitalized. At least 5 of them are or were at Berkshire Medical Center. And all of those patients were in stable condition if they haven't already been released.
Okay, and just to clarify, no deaths in Massachusetts.
No deaths in Massachusetts. That's correct.
This is the first full day of the state of emergency that Governor Baker declared. We're seeing more colleges and universities closing dorms and moving classes online. How might this help?
The idea is to slow the spread of the virus. That doesn't necessarily mean we'd see fewer cases. But if you look back at some of the lessons from history, taking steps to keep people out of crowd, this phrase you've heard, Lisa, social distancing, slows the transmission so that it might unfold over a longer period of time. And that means less of an influx that might make managing this disease difficult for hospitals.
Meaning less of an influx of patients.
At any one time. Right, yeah. Right. So staff won't be overwhelmed. We won't hit capacity, as you've talked about. Maybe less likely to run out of supplies and ventilators, all kinds of items.
So what about, we've heard about the campuses that are closing. BU, for example, will keep some dorms and apartments and cafeterias open for international students and those who can't return home. Others are being discouraged from coming back. What about elementary and middle and high schools?
We are seeing a few schools close temporarily, just for a few days, for very intense cleaning. But no districts have shut down for the rest of the school year at this point. That state of emergency that the governor declared yesterday does give districts the authority to take the steps they think are necessary regarding closures and absent students. But a big issue, as Mayor Marty Walsh has said in Boston, for example, is that a lot of these kids get some of their main meals at school, either for breakfast or for lunch. So closing the schools may hurt their well-being in some unanticipated and well-known ways.
The state is taking an unusual step to make sure residents have health insurance and don't avoid getting care because they're worried about how much it might cost them. What are the details there?
Right. So starting today, Lisa, and for the next 45 days, anyone who does not already have health insurance can sign up through the state's Health Connector. This is a new open enrollment period. It's a special period specifically to help combat the spread of coronavirus. Now, if you have private health insurance, health insurers have already said that your coronavirus testing and treatment will be covered.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger with the latest on the coronavirus in Massachusetts. The state has announced 3 new positive tests for the virus overnight. Martha Biebinger, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.